Cheeseheads.
Get on your feet.
It's Curd and Law.
Hosted by Sparky Fighter and Ryan Horvath.
Everybody's going to say Rodgers is playing victim here. Everybody's going to take the side of the Packers. I'm going to take the side of the player. And I'm with Rodgers. I don't like the way they treated some of my favorite players in organization history. Look, Greg Jennings could be pissed at Aaron Rodgers all he wants. Aaron Rodgers stuck up for Charles Woodson, wanted Woodson back. What did the Packers do? He's too old. Goodbye. They stuck up for Clay Matthews. Jordy Nelson was his best friend on the team, and I think Jordy Nelson still had another good year if he stayed in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers. And what was the pay cut they wanted him to take? $12 million, $13 million, something ridiculous like that? And they didn't get any younger. They traded for Jimmy Graham 2 years past his prime. So I'm going to take the player's side again. But, like, yeah, Greg Jennings, he could be mad at Aaron Rodgers all he wants. The Packers didn't want to give him that deal. They were ready to move on, get younger with Cobb. Like Aaron said, they get rid of guys 2 years, like the Patriots do, 2 years earlier than they need to probably, which is the way to do it in the NFL. So it's hard to be too angry at the Packers. I'll root for Jordan Love and all the guys on that team. This has nothing to do with Jordan Love. I'm not the biggest fan of Goot, though, or Mark Murphy. I think he's a doofus, man. Like, I wish – never mind, but go on.
More name calling. Okay, so let's go over a couple of things.
Listen to the guy speak.
Let's go over a couple of things here. The whole he did hold him hostage. Like, that I totally disagree with. No other quarterback was still deciding whether or not he was playing this year other than this dude. And we've been doing this for the last 1 year. A la Brett. I swear to God, if Jordan Love does this, I'm done with football. I'm done. I'm not doing this a third time. Like, to hell with all of this. Because this is the only organization where it's drama-filled at the end of dudes' careers. Like, this is the it. The Brady, okay, you had a little drama with Brady unretiring and then coming back to play for Tampa Bay or whatever. Could you imagine Brady pulling this crap with Belichick? No chance that ever was going to fly. No chance. And the Packers dealt with it for Brett for 5 years, and now they've dealt with it for Aaron Rodgers. And the whole thing about Goody lying, clear as day. Like, he can't even disagree the fact that anybody would say he's lying, because he clearly lied in these press conferences talking about, oh yeah, we signed a long-term deal. Oh yeah, we definitely want him back. Da-da-da-da-da. All nonsense, right? So I think everybody agrees on that point. But the holy hostage thing, yeah, I'm sorry. That's exactly what he did. He could have made a decision much sooner. And this whole thing of, well, you know, if he's going to retire, you know, he should take as long as the time as he needs to try and figure that out. Brady announced it after the season was over. Boom, done. I'm out. See you later. See you in 5 years.
It's not like Brady the hero. He also retired and came back last year. Great. Just like Brett did.
No question.
These guys are all divas, Sparky. They're quarterbacks.
Right. But tell me the other guys. Who else? Who else was hemming and hawing forever if they're going to play or not? Elway, no. Montana, no. Steve Young, no. Marino, no. Go through the list. Who else do we have? Two of them are in this organization. The two biggest offenders in NFL history for pulling this crap are both Green Bay Packer quarterbacks. And as I've said before, people, 50% of this fan base genuinely hated Brett Favre when that day came. Hated him, just were done with him. Rooted against him no matter where he went. Screw him, never again. The other half hated McCarthy, hated Ted Thompson, hated Rodgers, had no reason to. Hated, well, at that point we didn't. Hated Rodgers, whatever. Okay, fine. I don't believe, in my heart of hearts, and you'll disagree with me, I know you do, I don't think people hate Aaron Rodgers. I think people are just tired of Aaron Rodgers. Like, to me, it doesn't feel like anywhere near the same vitriol towards Aaron as there was towards Brett. Like, everybody collectively is just like, I'm just done with all of this nonsense and drama. I'm done with him being on the McAfee show and having to watch that every week. I'm done with all the off the field conversations about that he wants to bring up. I'm done every offseason trying to figure out if he wants to be here or not. I think people are just done.